I'm going to start off today with a gold nugget. I found it in the book of Acts, the 26th chapter and verse 16. This is Paul recounting his meeting up with Jesus on the road to Damascus. This is where we find Jesus telling Paul to rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose. There was a reason that Christ appeared to him, and this reason became Paul's purpose during his entire life until the day that he died. And what was this purpose? It was to make him a minister and a witness, both of the things which he had seen and the things in which I will appear unto you. This was the purpose, and he received it from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. What a wonderful thing to have a purpose. Do you know what it's like to live purposefully? Is there an urgent sense of mission? Is there some compelling thrust within you that makes life add up to the adventure that God had always intended for your life? Or maybe you simply are engaged in the struggle for survival. Worse still, have you been caught up in the rat race of the competitive existence, haunted by the fear of being overtaken by others? If so, there is good news. Good news about a treasure of purpose and truth and wisdom to be found in the purpose of Christ. For living purposefully means trading our poverty for his wealth, our weakness for his strength. We exchange the bankruptcy of the fallen Adam for all the fullness of the life of Christ. We discover that adventure of allowing Jesus Christ to be God in our life. That is why detaching your Christianity from Christ is to reduce it to a dead religion. This lesson that I'm teaching today is a lesson that I have taught previously. God wanted me to do a repeat today. God laid this on my heart. These are the things that God wanted me to tell you. Scoot up your chair and lean in. In my lesson yesterday, I spoke from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. In the first 30-some verses, Paul mentions no less than a dozen men and women who made a name for themselves. They, through faith, seduced kingdoms. They worked righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. Escaped the sword. Out of weakness was made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. And turned the armies of the aliens to running. Women received their dead raised again. Paul didn't stop there. Paul knew that this was not the experience of every person that believed in God. Paul wanted them to know that everybody would not have such a life as these people had. He spoke of others who were tormented, others who was destitute, afflicted, and tortured. You and I can identify with that. You and I both know that Christians, people of faith, does not always get healed. There's not many women today who receive their dead raised to life again. Others bury their children. Others die of cancer. others lose their children in tragic car accidents. Others lose their children in war. Not all have their children restored to them. Paul knew that. You and I know that. Have you ever wondered why was it that Peter was delivered from prison, but yet James was not? James had his head cut off while he was in prison. Yet Peter, apostle of God, just as was James, was set free. Have you ever wondered why someone in your church was healed of a terminal disease, yet your mother died of the same disease? Friend, God is sovereign, and when it's your time to meet him in heaven, you're going to leave this world. When God desires to have you with him, he will call you home. So today, if you're feeling that God is a respecter of persons, don't do it. God loves you just as much as he loves the movers and shakers. God has a plan for every member of the body of Christ. Supposing your feet would say to you, "Why do you always wrap me in cotton and stuff me into leather shoes and cause me to sweat all day long? Cause me to work up a stink that's unpleasant to everyone that's in the room. Why is it that you always stick me under the table while you put your hands on top of the table?" The answer is simple. Your feet was made to do what your feet do. Even though it's a thankless job, at times they smell so bad that they run everybody out of the room if you would take your shoes off. Yet they never complain. Your feet knows that they are doing exactly what the head wants them to do. So I would say to you today, trust the sovereignty of God. Trust the wisdom of God. Whatever you're going through, God knows about it. You're not going down a path that's unfamiliar with God. You're not dealing with a devil that God's not familiar with. You're not dealing with circumstances that God is not aware of. God is with you in every circumstance, even when you don't feel saved, even when you don't feel spiritual. God is with you. Even when you think that God is 10 miles away, you recall what Job said. Job said, I looked before me, I couldn't find him. I looked to my left, he wasn't there. I looked to my right, he was not to be seen. I looked behind me, he was not there. It appeared to Job that God was hiding. But somehow, in Job's innermost being, he knew that God was with him. He said, I can't find him. It's as though he has hid from me. Yet he knows my path. He's aware of my condition. He may not have done anything about it. He may not have healed me. He may even destroy me. Yet in my flesh I shall see him. I shall see him for myself and not another. When you're going through those times of torment, when you're going through those times of affliction, when you feel that you are destitute, God is with you. God is aware of where you're at this very moment. I would say to you, just keep on doing the things you're doing and keep on trusting God. And God will see you through this dark and dreary moment. God will not forsake you when you need him the most. I know that There are times when you think that if I could just feel his spirit, I would be fine. If somehow I could pray and the heavens would open and God would appear. Sometimes we may feel like Job, that God is far from us. But that's not the case, my friend. God is near them that have a broken heart and a broken spirit. He says, "Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you." God is closer than you realize. When we hear of the revivals of the olden days, we hear about miracles after miracles, but yet, where are the miracles that our fathers told us about? Where is the Holy Spirit-filled meetings that our fathers told us about? They're closer than you realize. God is waiting on people just like Gideon. Who will obey him? Who will go forward in the power of the Spirit? Who will do as God tells them? When God told Gideon to whittle down his army to a meager 300 against the whole armies of the Midianites, Gideon didn't argue with God and say, but God, what can 300 men be against such a great army? No, sirree, Bob. He did according to the word of God, and God gave him the victory. He'll do the same for you. No matter how meager your resources may be, God can give you the victory.